Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign.com for Sunday, October 31. For all of our podcast articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, Q4, it's when absenteeism becomes normal. That, plus today's economics reports, as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, with the single exception of a UPS strike in 1997, every major strike in America occurred before 1970. In fact, strikes used to be a major weapon of organized labor. Most of the strikes occurred in heavy industry, where coal miners and auto workers would often leave their jobs, protesting poor working conditions and insufficient wages. A generation ago, it was part of the rhythm of the industry. Strikes would happen at regular intervals, with labor leaders and management staring down each other over a long wooden table. In situations where a strike would imperil the entire economy, presidents have occasionally stepped in to settle them. Most recently, Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Reagan have done just that. In total, these three presidents are credited with settling 10 strikes. Now, the flip side of a labor strike is a management lockout. That's where the company literally denies workers access to their jobs. They are locked out. For a variety of reasons, lockouts have not been used often in this country, except for fairly recently, when pro sports teams have locked out their players. In the last 25 years, the National Basketball Association has had 4 lockouts, the National Hockey League 3 lockouts, and the National Football League 1.5. In one, the NFL players themselves were locked out, and in the other, they curiously locked out the referees. I don't get that one. Now, I don't know whether to call what we're facing right now a strike or a lockout. I'm inclined to say lockout, because the actions we're facing have been initiated by the companies. And those actions are that hundreds, likely thousands of companies across the country are now prepared to lock out any employee who does not take a certain health dosage. You know what I mean. The application of which is so politically charged that to even mention this particular procedure results in instant censorship. But I want to discuss this with you, not because I'm trying to make any points either pro or con about the procedure itself. That's a discussion for another time and place. What we are discussing here are the economic ramifications of all this, and the fact that these ramifications are likely to be felt beginning tomorrow. Assuming that both sides stay true to their words, beginning this week, we'll see thousands avoid the dose. And assuming that management around the country stays true to their word, these employees will be locked out, not allowed to go to work. And the impact from all this will likely be devastating to the economy. In a world in which businesses are desperately understaffed, to have even more workers left at home will slow the economy even further. Basic services may not be available. Over the weekend, it was reported by Bloomberg that 20-some New York fire stations were closed for lack of firemen. Airlines, as you know, have already felt the impact, as multiple thousands of flights have now been canceled this month. All 5 of the big 5 market leaders, Microsoft, Apple Computer, Alphabet, Google, Amazon, and Facebook, have policies in place going online this month to lock out any worker who does not comply. Admittedly, there may be exemptions for those who submit to frequent tests. Even the U.S. military is known to be facing this issue head-on. The Epoch Times reports this weekend that over 11,000 airmen may refuse to comply and could be potentially discharged from the Air Force. And although the numbers aren't known, the other branches of the military do face a similar fate. And my point is that it all begins in earnest tomorrow, November 1st. That's when the deadlines begin, and the compliance either occurs or it doesn't, with workers either returning to work or staying at home. And the first that we'll really see about all this will be the further diminished goods and services. The noted supply chain, for instance, will likely to become much worse, and delivery of items that you want may now be delayed either from the current supply chain issue itself or now from these new non-compliant workers who will no longer be on their jobs. My friends, we're looking at the potential of an economic implosion, the confluence of a number of different factors coming together to dramatically slow this economy, not the least of which will be workers who will not be allowed to go back to work. Now, looking at the economic calendar for this week, on Monday we will get a thorough look of the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers' Indexes. And that's just in time for the Fed's latest meeting on interest rates and the shape of the economy. The FOMC meets beginning on Tuesday, and their meeting concludes Wednesday at 2:30 Eastern with Chairman Powell's press conference and their interest rate decision. The Street is absolutely convinced that interest rates will remain unchanged while the taper at last will begin. In earnings this week, two of the three major dose makers will report results from Pfizer on Tuesday and Moderna on Thursday. Also reporting this week will be Simon Property Group, the big shopping mall manager. T-Mobile, Amgen, and Activision Blizzard all report on Tuesday. A couple of travel-related companies, Bookings Holding and Marriott International, reporting on Wednesday. Uber Technologies and Cigna Insurance will give their earnings on Thursday. And that's our preview of the week ahead. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. For ValueSide.com, I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.